Sirach, chapter 36. Have mercy upon us, O Lord the God of all, and behold, and send your fear upon all the nations, lift up your hand against the strange nations, and let them see your mighty power. As you were sanctified in us before them, so be you magnified in them before us. And let them know you, as we also have known you, that there is no God but only you, O God. Show new signs, and work various wonders, glorify your hand and your right arm. Raise up indignation, and pour out wrath, take away the adversary, and destroy the enemy. Hasten the time, and remember the oath, and let them declare your mighty works. Let him that escapes be devoured by the rage of fire, and may those who harm your people find destruction. Crush the heads of the rulers of the enemies, that say, there is none but we. Gather all the tribes of Jacob together, and take them for your inheritance, as from the beginning. O Lord, have mercy upon the people that is called by your name, and upon Israel, whom you did liken to a firstborn. Have compassion upon the city of your sanctuary, Jerusalem, the place of your rest. Fill Sion, exalt your oracles, and fill your people with your glory. Give testimony to those that were your creatures in the beginning, and raise up the prophecies that have been in your name. Give reward to those who wait for you, and men shall put their trust in your prophets. Listen, O Lord, to the prayer of your suppliants, according to the blessing of Aaron concerning your people, and all those who are on the earth shall know that you are the Lord, the eternal God. The belly will eat any meat, yet is one meat better than another. The mouth tastes meats taken in hunting, so does an understanding heart full speeches. A contrary heart will cause heaviness, and a man of experience will recompense him. A woman will receive any man, but one daughter is better than another. The beauty of a woman cheers the countenance, and a man desires nothing so much. If there is on her tongue mercy and meekness, her husband is not like the sons of men. He that gets a wife enters upon a possession, a help meet for him, and a pillar of rest. Where no hedge is, the possession will be laid waste, and he that has no wife will mourn as he wanders up and down. For who will trust a nimble robber, that skips from city to city? Even so who shall trust a man that has no nest, and lodges wherever he finds himself at nightfall?